Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is your host, Karen Marie Campbell of The Spirit Within You Metaphysical Gift Shop here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Each month, we host a show that you're listening to. It's called Ask the Aromatherapist with our certified aromatherapist and certified herbalist, Monica Riley. Monica, are you there this morning joining us?
Yes, I am, Karen Marie. Namaste to you, and namaste to our beautiful, soulful spirits out there.
I love it. I am so glad that technology is working today. And for those of you who tried to listen to it on Friday, we apologize. Sometimes there are things beyond our control, but what I love about that is we can be our authentic self and say it's not working and we don't know how to fix it, and that you could be your authentic self and say it's okay, we still love you, and we'll listen in when the issue is resolved. And so today the issue is resolved, and I'm ecstatic, and I cannot wait to hear what Monica has to offer us, because each month she gives such amazing insights on how we can use these oils in our everyday life, but use them in a way that is correct to your body temple, that is not harmful, that's used in a joyful, playful way. And that's what this show is about, is to educate you in the correct way to use these oils. So, Monica, what do you have to share with us?
Well, my favorite topic, at least one of my favorite topics, I am offering up solutions today on love, romance, and aphrodisiacs. And before I start sharing my information, as we do with each of my calls, I'd like us to open our heart chakras by sitting with a straight and your feet firmly planted into the earth on the ground. And we are going to breathe using the Ujjayi breath technique, which is literally breath from the diaphragm all the way up to your third eye. It kind of sounds like a chimney or Darth Vader when you're kind of inhaling and exhaling. And what I'd like to add today, because of our special topic on aphrodisiacs, is a heart hug. Now, if you have essential oils with you, my blend today that I'm wearing is jasmine, ylang ylang, and sandalwood. And I have massaged my palms with those oils, and I'm placing my right hand over my heart and massaging my heart as we breathe in. So the breath we take will breathe in, inhale, exhale, breathe in, exhale, breathe in. Now, what the Ujjayi breath does is it awakens all of the chakra meridians. So literally, we have awakened from the root chakra through our heart chakras, giving it extra love with our heart massage, all the way up to our third eye. So we're ready. Are you ready, Karen?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and I would like to thank you all for your warm letters of support and encouragement, especially after our tech difficulties last Friday, and also your inspiration and your kind words. And I'd like you to, if you have your wellness journals at hand, that's wonderful, keep them there. If you don't, now is the time to grab your wellness journal, because at the end of the call, I will be offering do-it-yourself DIY recipes for aphrodisiac massage oil and romantic bath. So, that being said, the question today is, what is an aphrodisiac? And an aphrodisiac is a substance that increases sexual desire or enjoyment. The history of the word aphrodisiac comes from Aphrodite, who is our Greek goddess of love. There are several essential oils that trigger euphoria, and others, when applied to the skin, give tingly sensations. And so I've structured this call today to encompass all of those oils that I enjoy using. And if you'd like to learn more about how to use them, you may contact me at sistersage888@aol.com. And the first thing I'd like to discuss today and share with you, my soulful spirits, is the number one essential oil of seduction. It may surprise some of you. Some of you may already know that jasmine is the number one essential oil of seduction. We have proven studies that show jasmine causes physical signs of arousal, jasmine may elevate your mood, and jasmine is a known hormone balancer for women. If you all are familiar with the fragrance of jasmine, you know there is a warm, sexy, floral fragrance. It's almost a hug in itself, and you can apply jasmine oil to your pulse points. And I'm going to caution you now, when wearing jasmine, you will attract people that may be buzzing around. So make sure you're in an area where you are open to the attention and open to the questions and open to the compliments. You may get some that might say, "Oh my, you smell good. What are you wearing?" Or you might just get, you know, the suitor type that kind of won't leave you alone, will kind of follow you around. I guarantee that will happen when you apply jasmine. Another essential oil that I enjoy speaking about and speaking to my clients about, this essential oil stimulates libido in both men and women. And the ylang ylang is what I call the unisex libido stimulator. When blended with a carrier oil, ylang ylang is a stimulating lubricant, and it also enhances a man's erection stamina. So ylang ylang is a multi-purpose essential oil, and also you might want to add to your list these other stimulating libido oils for both men and women include vetiver, black pepper, and patchouli. We speak about ylang ylang, we speak about patchouli, we know about sandalwood, but vetiver is a wonderful essential oil that sometimes goes unnoticed, and I'd like to bring attention to vetiver. It's very mild, very stimulating. You may find vetiver in many types of massage oils, in candles. Vetiver has been known to alleviate symptoms of frigidity, impotence, and low libido. So vetiver and vanilla, that is one of my favorite combinations to diffuse. You might want to add a little jasmine to that. And as I'm speaking about diffusing oils for that loving encounter, I like to blend ylang ylang, vanilla, jasmine, neroli, and sandalwood. Again, I'm offering this DIY recipe for your diffuser for, I call it, loving encounter. And these oils include ylang ylang, vanilla, jasmine, neroli, and sandalwood. And as I mentioned earlier, you may add vetiver to this mix. Now, you just want to add one drop. you don't need to go overdrive with these sensual oils because you may end up overstimulating yourself or overstimulating your partner, and then that may lead to another situation that you're not really anticipating or asking for. So again, you just want to stick with between 1 to 2 drops of these oils. They are very powerful. As we've discussed in former calls, and as you know, the olfactory system is our mechanism for smell, and that is one of the ways that we can use and experience the enhancement of some of these essential oils. They directly affect our limbic system, which controls our emotional brain, our heart rate, our blood pressure, our breathing, our memory, and our hormone balance. So as you can see, there is a direct correlation. There's a direct stimulation between our olfactory system and our limbic system and how it affects the entire body temple. Grab your wellness journals now. I want to share with you our first recipe called Romantic Encounter Massage Lotion. Romantic Encounter Massage Lotion. 2 drops of ylang ylang, 2 drops of jasmine, 2 drops of bergamot, and 1/4 cup of unscented massage lotion. If you don't want to use a massage lotion, you may use a carrier oil such as almond or apricot if you're not allergic to seeds, or, well, grapeseed oil falls into that category too. You may also want to use, if you don't have any wheat sensitivities, again, if you do not have any wheat sensitivities, you might want to add these essential oils to wheat germ oil as your carrier, and that will give you extra circulation benefits. Let's move on to our next DIY recipe. This one I like to call Aphrodisiac Bath. Now, baths have been part of our hydrotherapy for thousands of years, because a soothing bath may help you to feel calm, less anxious, and uninhibited. So for my aphrodisiac recipe, you will need 4 drops of jasmine, 4 drops of ginger, 4 drops of neroli, 6 drops of clary sage, and 1 drop of black pepper. Let me give you all this list again. There are quite a few oils. So again, this is the recipe for aphrodisiac bath. You will need 4 drops of jasmine, 4 drops of ginger, 4 drops of neroli, 6 drops of clary sage, and 1 drop of black pepper. Mix all of these oils in 1 cup of Epsom salts and add this blend to your bath water, and you might want to add extra bubbles, and that way you will have a nice, stimulating, yet calming aphrodisiac bath. And again, remember that you just need 2 or 3 drops of these aphrodisiac oils because, as you all know, too much of a good thing can be a turnoff, and you may end up overstimulating yourselves or your partners, and then you end up having a whole nother situation that maybe we can discuss on a future call. My own individual I call this Love Potion number 69 Parfum. This is one of my proprietary blends. Again, Love Potion number 69 Parfum. And I'm sharing this with those of you who are listening today. I usually don't share my proprietary recipes like this, but here we go. 2 drops of rose essential oil, 2 drops of jasmine essential oil, 2 drops of sandalwood essential oil, and 1 teaspoon of jojoba oil. Blend and apply to your neck and your décolletage. Okay, so this is literally a parfum. You don't want to overuse. You want to apply it to your pulse points, wrists, ankles, and your décolletage. I'll share that recipe with you again. This is one of my secrets. Love Potion number 69, you need 2 drops of rose essential oil, 2 drops of jasmine essential oil, 2 drops of sandalwood essential oil, and it's best to blend in 1 teaspoon of jojoba oil as your carrier oil. While we are talking about different types of perfumes and massage oils, I want to let all of you know that right now I am holding a 50% off clearance sale for my Passion's Promise perfume and massage oil. I'm now selling Passion's Promise for $9.95, and this is literally yumminess in a bottle because I've done all the mixing for you. Some of the oils I'm including are rose, jasmine, ylang ylang, sandalwood. I have a little bit of a citrus twist in there. I've done the work for you, and all you have to do is rub responsibly. So this clearance sale for Passion's Promise is going to run until June 30th. Again, it's $9.95 on clearance. That's 50% off of my regular price. And you may reach me one of two ways if you are interested in Passion's Promise or anything that I've discussed in the call. You may contact me via my email, which is sistersage888@aol.com, or you may text or call me on area code 702-219-0084. And I see that we have approximately 5 to 7 more minutes remaining. I'd like to open up the line and find out from Karen if she has any questions from her clients who come into the shop, or if you have any questions. So, Karen, is there anything that you want me to speak on regarding love, romance, and aphrodisiacs?
I always feel. First, let me offer to the audience, because we do have a few calls that I can see. If you do want to ask Monica a question, you're to hit one on your phone, and it will prompt me to know that you want to speak to her. If not, one of the questions that I often is asked and inquired about is how to make myself, this is come from the customers, how to make myself feel sexy when I may not feel sexy. Like, what oils can I use to put myself in that mode?
Yes, that's a wonderful question, because there are days and there are times throughout the day when we really are not feeling sexy. And I strongly believe that feeling sexy is part of our own individual vibrato. My grandmother, who is 99 years old and still sassy and walking this earth, her phrase is, a woman should never, never sacrifice her vim, vigor, and vitality. And incorporated into those three V's, that is our own personal feeling of sensuality. What I literally like to do on those days when I awaken and I'm like, blah, literally after my bath or shower, I have on hand a blend of jasmine essential oil or jasmine absolute oil blended with lavender essential oil and geranium essential oil. So I'm getting that warm, sensual, musky feel of sexiness, but I'm also getting mind boost and mind altering. I'm changing my mental immediately when I'm applying the lavender and the geranium. So the combination of jasmine essential oil or jasmine absolute blended with lavender and geranium essential oils is wonderful for bringing back that spice, bringing back that sexiness. And for men, let me offer up this blend for men. For men, I like to smell on a man, and I like, and I know that these oils work, the black pepper combined with ylang ylang and either sandalwood or patchouli blend for a man. After you get out of the showers, men, or your baths, this is the blend for you. And again, it enhances that feeling of virility, of stamina, of vitality. And really, Karen, I hear from my clients, both men and women, when you're feeling your sexy best, you actually perform better throughout the day. And I'm talking outside of the bedroom performance. So I strongly believe that, and I know there are not only scientific facts to support what I'm saying, but also in with respect to my practice and working with my clients, these oil blends work very, very well for both men and women.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for answering that question. And Monica, for the last few minutes of the show, can you tell the audience where and how they can contact you for further questions?
Yes, I would love to. I offer a free 40-minute consultation, and you may reach out to me at sistersage888@aol.com, or you may call me at 702-219-0084 for your free 40-minute consult. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be a consult on our love, romance, and aphrodisiac topic today, but as Karen mentioned to you earlier, I am a certified holistic practitioner, and my areas of expertise are clinical in as a certified aromatherapist and also as a certified herbalist. So we can talk about love, we can talk about aphrodisiacs, we can talk about adrenal fatigue, we can talk about boosting your energy, we can talk about detoxing. We can use those 40 minutes to talk about anything, absolutely anything that you might be worried or feeling anxious about with respect to your body temple. A couple of things that people, if they are recently diagnosed with something such as a diabetes diagnosis or low energy or kidney issue or adrenal fatigue, a lot of times we kind of stoke and suffer in silence because those can be scary words to hear when we're in a doctor's office. But let me reassure you that there are ways to assist you with your wellness in working with your medical doctor to help you turn around these diagnoses and these equations. So that, I mean, basically we all want to live our best, our fullest, our healthiest lives that we can possibly live while we're on this planet.
Beautiful. So, Monica, I'm going to do the caller 793 from area code 702. I'm going to bring that caller on the line.
Okay, great.
Good morning, caller 793. This is Karen and Monica. Is there a question that you'd like to ask Monica today? I guess not. Well, we're happy that you're here with us and that you have enjoyed the show, and we look forward to you listening to future shows.
Yes. Now, I want to say for the month of July, I will actually be on hiatus. I will be on travel doing workshops across the country on Aromatherapy 101. But Karen and I will be back on Friday, August 14th. So mark your calendars for Friday, August 14th at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And our August call will be the final call in our Summer Loving and Summer Living series. And I thought that we might focus on detox and boosting our energy cycles. August is a time when we're kind of waning, kind of winding down our summer energies and kind of looking ahead with respect to fall and bounty and prosperity. So our energy levels shift. Our energy levels shift with the seasons. So I thought that we could focus on detox and actually boosting our energies for autumn. How does that sound, Karen?
I love that. And I love that you're going around the country and you're doing Aromatherapy 101, because we've also talked about doing that and bringing that back into the spirit within you. And so I look forward to doing that. And I'm excited about that because we're getting so many more inquiries about essential oils and aromatherapy. When I first opened the Spirit Within You here in Las Vegas 7 years ago, people really didn't understand the essential oils. And we continue to educate like we've done in the beginning, but what I'm finding now, which is so special to me, is more people are coming in looking for the essential oils because they're making bath bombs or massage oils, and they're doing it correctly. They're educating themselves before they come in. So I'm very happy about that.
Yes, education is key. And as we always like to say, rub your oils responsibly. And if you don't know what that means, and if you would like further assistance with understanding literally what essential oils do, because essential oils are part of a science, are part of a documented science. So when we inhale them, when we apply them to our skin and they immediately absorb into our bloodstream, they are doing things to our bodies, and we need to know what they're doing, how they are affecting our bodies and our organs and our systems, and you must know how to do that responsibly. So, yes, I'm very excited about this workshop series, which will include cities like Beechwood, Ohio, and Philadelphia, and New York, Brooklyn, New York, and New York City, New York. So I'm really, really excited about the month of July for me.
Beautiful. And we're excited, as always, to have you here with us at Spirit Within You as a certified holistic practitioner. We are really happy to have you. So peace and blessings to all our listeners. Again, my name is Karen Marie Campbell, owner of The Spirit Within You. And this is Monica Riley, and this is Ask the Aromatherapist, a monthly show that we air every month on Blog Talk Radio. So again, Monica, before you leave, can you give them your contact information?
Yes, my contact information, my email address is sistersage888@aol.com, and the number where you can reach me is area code 702 219 0084. I text and talk. And before I leave you all, I would again, I embrace you. I feel your loving energies. And I would like to offer you, before we leave, peace, love, and healing energies.